ABBA to start us off here at Classic Hits and Take a Chance on Me. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Welcome along, folks. Good to have you with us. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Tuesday, PJ.
Tuesday and all, so it is.
Yeah, and by all accounts, I just saw Alan from Carlo Weather there tweeting.
Yeah, what's he on about?
I tell you something.
About the grim one ahead of us today.
Yeah, apparently there's like 48 hours of just water. That's basically it's water for 48 hours.
Oh, lovely. Isn't that always great?
Although I think, to be honest with you, I think it's probably worse if you're in sort of Cork, Limerick, neck of the woods.
It's a lot worse, is it?
I think so.
As long as it's not cold. I mean, once we're not cold, we'll be all right.
That's very reassuring for the people of Cork and Limerick if they're having to get a boat to work.
Well, I
said, and you're going, but sure. Oh, man, at least I'm not chilly.
Yeah, well, it'd be chilly if the water goes into your gaff. Well, I'd certainly hope that doesn't happen. But you know what I mean? In the general sense of the word around the country and all.
Right.
I certainly hope we're not cold.
Yeah.
I'm very, like,
I just have visions of somebody wading through waist-high or chest-high water going, well, to be fair, at least as PJ says, sure, I mean, you know what I mean? There's a grand bit of warmth in it.
Real Irish attitude. You get up to your chest and water in the gaff. Well, at least we don't have hypothermia. I mean, we will. Just not yet.
Yeah, but anyway, God, I hope it's not as bad as just Alan seems to think that it's going to be pretty horrendous for 48 hours. Must be a lot of old watery stuff falling from the sky over the next one.
48 hours of rain, you know what I mean? Just in case. This is because we had a nice day yesterday, isn't it?
Teach you to have a nice day.
We let God see us laughing. We're there, aren't you, dirty fecker? Scared to you go 48 hours of rain. Repent. For enjoying
the
sunshine.
It's like those things, the plagues, isn't it? If I don't know, whatever, locusts or frogs.
I'd actually rather a plague of locusts. Not sure about the frogs, but it definitely take the locusts.
Why, a locust swarm, are they?
Well, a frog in the head sounds disgusting.
Take that, Greatest Day, here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on your Tuesday, 23rd of February. About to do the birthdays. Actually, speaking of the birthdays, right? You know, we had Chris Moyle's birthday the other day. Must have been yesterday. And that song, Take That Greatest Day, always reminds me of him because he had a, whatever it was, when he was with Radio 1, right?
Yeah.
He had a, must have been a significant birthday or whatever, I don't know. I can't even remember what age he was yesterday.
37.
Is that all he was?
Oh, hold on, what am I talking? Was it 47?
Well, wherever he was,
I don't
right?
know.
So maybe it was his 40th or something, right?
Yeah.
And Gary Barlow re-sang that song with the lyrics changed.
Stop it.
For him.
You're joking.
Yeah. That's how, isn't it mad?
I mean, that's a different world, isn't it?
Yeah. When Gary Barlow changes the lyrics of one of his songs and records it, they record it in every full recording, like behind the scenes, and then played
so
it for
him. They put a lot of work into it. Like.
Yeah, because they changed it to, they say he could be the greatest DJ of our time or whatever, you know what I mean? They changed the lyrics for it. For his birthday. Yeah.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's when you know you made it.
I remember asking the busker to do something and he says, no money, no requests, he goes. And there you go.
Anyway.
I was at a party, actually, and a lad turned up with a guitar. I didn't even know who he was. And I said, do you know anything? He says, yeah, but it's brutal. I'm not playing it.
I know, yeah. We're in a different ball game,
yeah,
PJ. We're in a different ball game.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Anyway, right, let's get stuck into the birthdays for today. We're going to start, actually, with a good old mate of yours. Although I'm almost scared going into this because of the potential for confusion. But nonetheless, it is the birthday of Howard Jones.
Howard Jones?
Yes.
Oh, now he's the lad that doesn't like me.
No, that was Nick Kershaw.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I wasn't even there, so
there's
no.
There's a tree by the river.
That's Nick Kershaw.
Oh, for the life. Why can I never tell these two people apart?
What did I tell you? I was already scared.
Why can I never tell these two people apart?
Howard Jones is a new song.
How does that go again?
I've been waiting for so long. To sing about
ding ding dong. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know it, yeah.
And he had, what's his other hit as well?
See, this is why I keep thinking he's Nick Kershaw, because he's way underneath the level of hits.
What is love, anyway? What is love?
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, you know that one. That's him.
Does anybody know me from Nick Kershaw anyway? Somebody says.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's that was where that came from.
Yeah.
So have we established who he is?
Yes.
Right.
It's just I can never. I always get them mixed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe that's why. You know the way you keep going on about that story that you think Nick Kershaw liked me and he didn't like you.
He really did not like me.
Yeah. And maybe it was because you kept calling him Howard.
Howard Jones.
And saying to him, you know, I love that song. I've been waiting for so long. Yeah. It's like that scene from Notting Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Where your man confuses her with Demi Moore.
It wouldn't be the first or the last time I'd have done something as ridiculous, to be fair.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, my God. I bet you it was something like that, and that he just rolled
and he
with
just
it.
Because
he's
right,
so sick
it.
Of people yeah. confusing him over the years.
Right, so Howard Jones, who apparently was the producer behind a lot of the Sugar Babes hits. I didn't know that.
Isn't that gas? Like, you wouldn't, like, he's so far away from their music.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess, I don't know, I suppose that's what you do when you run out of riddles.
When you're old.
Yeah, I gotta say he's, 57.
66.
Oh, for God's sake. 66. Nick Kershaw's 57.
Right, what about this now? This is good for you because it's a significant birthday. There's a zero in it. And it may bring you back to a special time when you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
Melinda Messenger.
Oh, I used to love Melinda Messenger.
Celebrating her birthday today.
She was great.
Presenter and ex-model.
Ex-model, yes.
Yeah. Hosted that Cowboy Builders thing, which I don't remember that. I don't know
yeah,
that
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
How did you get to see it? It says here it was on Channel 5. It must have been on something else over here, was it?
Oh, must have been, because I never had Channel 5.
Wait, can you even get that in Ireland, Channel 5?
I don't think so.
Are Channel 5 the crowd that used to do that topless darts?
Is that, yeah... That's right.
I used to see it on the EPG thing on the menu, and because you never had Channel 5 over here, and you used to think, oh my God, what's that about?
Yeah.
So I've never seen an episode, but just even the name,
good.
Topless Darts, sounds funny.
Oh, I didn't mean Topless Darts was good. Sorry, I meant Melinda Messenger.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, Topless Darts was something she would have done in her earlier days when she was at Page 3 on The Sun and
I
all
assume
that.
It's not as... There's obviously... It's not just... Topless darts, is it?
I think that's what it was. Was it not? It was just,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just...
Somebody out there will have seen it.
People in the nude throwing darts.
I always thought it was just a play on words. There was, if you watched it, there'd be something... It was like, you know what I mean? One of those kind of hook you in, but then turns out not to be that.
Yeah, it's actually topless farts.
Yeah, or else it's traditional dart players, as in the big old drunken fat lads throwing darts without their tops on.
Oh, that's number one in shows nobody ever wants to see.
Exactly.
I'd say Melinda Messenger, she's 40.
She's 50.
She is not.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think you forget how old you are sometimes.
I must, I think I do. Is she really 50?
50, yeah, Melinda Messenger, 50 today.
Wow,
right.
I'm shocked.
What about this? Emily Blunt. Do you know Emily Blunt? Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, I think
Girl
so.
On the Train.
Yes, yeah, I do.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah, the devil on the train.
Yeah, the girl on the Prada, the girl on the train yeah, wearing the Prada.
That girl on the
you
train,
know
I have to say, I read that book and I really enjoyed it.
Right.
I thought it was really enjoyable. I thought it was good. There was great twist in it and all, I had to say.
Yeah.
I saw the movie. Ah, jeepers. It was absolutely...
It wasn't great, was it?
Yeah. Oh, they ruined it. I know now that's a very harsh criticism. You ruined the book. There's 13 or 15 hours of reading in the book. So it's very hard to get it right, but it was. It was.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was a great movie, to be honest.
It was all very overly.
Apparently,
moody.
She used to go out with the old Bubble Man, Michael Bublé.
Did she?
According to this, yeah.
Jeepers, old Bublé. I still think he's a jovial old character. I have to say.
Yeah.
I know Mike gets like Mike can't sleep if he thinks of Michael Bublé. Like now that we said it today, he won't
sleep.
He does
have
tonight.
An irrational fear of Michael Bublé.
I can't stand the man. Yeah. I just weirdly can't stand the man. I think he fancies him.
I think so.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know that sound like...
He's a closet Bublé fan.
Girls, stop talking about girls. I hate them. I got to say that...
Emily Blunt
is... She's like 35.
Not bad. 38.
Ah, for God's
38.
Sake.
Right, time to go back a bit. Do you remember... this would have been... I suppose, it would have been a big 80s hit. David Sylvian. From Japan. Remember that?
No.
You know that used to be like that white-faced lad from Japan. You know that band during that whole era?
Oh, what's that? Oh, it rings a bell.
Yeah, the big Ghosts was the big hit.
Oh, God, I can't picture.
I think if memory serves, I think he used to do a lot of his singing like that.
Yeah, that was a real thing at one stage in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yes, I don't want to be too emotional about this.
It was a bit of, I'm trying to act like I'm not in the mood to be here. I'm so irrationally overly cool about the situation that I'm not really that cool at all.
I thought that might have stuck in there because he was a pretty somber character. It was like, yeah. it was like Morrissey had walked into a flower factory,
yeah,
and been covered in powder.
I'm gonna Google the band. Oh, I see them there. Yeah, I do.
Do you not remember them? No,
I don't. I do and I don't. I'm really struggling to
right. Okay,
to sort of put a place on it. But I'd say he's, what age is he now? Says they started, I have a little cheat here, they started in 1974, so that's 40 years old, he's 58.
63.
Ah, for God's sake.
63.
Even when I Google, I fail. Like, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
What about this, the other end of the scale? What about one of the Nolan sisters? Do you want to have a bash at that?
Yeah, I'll have a bash at them, I like them.
Actually, God, I just realised, I hope this thing is up to date, because a few of the Nolan sisters went through extremely difficult times, didn't they?
Really did, yeah, with cancer scares and everything.
Exactly.
Not scares, they were fully...
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm nearly afraid to do this one in case it's out of date, but it says here that it's Linda Nolan's birthday.
Linda Nolan. Is she the one now that was loose women and all that? So I think that's her, is it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I have no idea, to be truthful.
I think that is Linda Nolan, the dark-haired one. She's always very open about her life and
is
everything. Always tells the stories
here,
about being on the road and everything.
I'll Google it for you.
Yeah, I think that's her.
Right.
She always comes across very well. Even though there seems to be some mega rift amongst the cast of The Loose Women that they're all quitting and bailing out.
No,
and
no, then
her.
It's not. No, Linda is the...
For God's sake, it's not her.
Yeah, no, Linda was is
me,
blonde
yeah. here. I will say, you let me go on quite a lot about that now before you stepped in.
Yeah.
You know, so not her then. Right,
no,
so,
yeah, sorry about that.
Right, so she's 63.
Oh my God, not bad. Hang on a second, let me just double check. Where's that gone now? Look, see, I was off Googling, so I've forgotten.
He actually went off Googling.
No, no, she's 62.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
That was very good.
I'm
very
hit
good.
All over the place.
And then kind of the curveball for you today was Michael Dell. The man behind...
Dell Computers.
That man.
Jeepers. I remember going down, I used to do a bit of work in Dell Computers down in Limerick, on the conveyor systems.
Well, you see, I kind of thought that, and I just thought, maybe there was... when you were crawling around in the air conditioning and all, that maybe there was something that would have inspired you to think, God, Michael Dell put all this together.
Michael Dell, yeah.
I know what age he is.
I used to... Do you know what I used to think? I'll be honest, do you know what I used to think? I used to get sent down to Dell in Limerick, right?
Yeah.
There's a few different places I used to get, and I used to, every time I went to Dell, I'd walk in and go, oh, Dell Computers, eh? Limerick. Love this place. I'm never expected to do anything down here. That's what I used to love.
Yeah, that's when you'd go for a snooze in the air conditioning.
In the air conditioning, yeah.
And people in about seven different rooms would be going,
Timmy, there was.
You're getting a weird smell of dog.
Something funny going on here. Yeah, just a fella, some around here smells like an old wet dog. What's going on? Yeah, yeah.
Right, so Michael Dell, what would you... I think you might be surprised by this. Do you know, unless you know him?
I don't know.
No, okay,
no, I
right.
actually don't. I'd say he's what, that's a while ago, 73.
You see, I thought you were going to go that all right.
Yeah.
He's only 56.
Oh my God. He was like a tycoon when he was 14 then, was he?
It must have been something like that. 56 and it's like, he's literally the man who invented Dell Computers.
It's over 20 years since I was in Dell.
Yeah,
in
and God knows how long they've been on the go. I was surprised by that as well. I would have gone into the 70s or whatever at least.
Is he some sort of mafioso toddler? Like, did he just inherit the business from the Don? That's mad. I never would have thought that.
Michael Dell, 56.
Oh. Ireland's classic hits.
And now you're up to date on the home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's classic hits.
Good stuff, thank you kindly, Tara. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Yeah, you in good form? Are your bad weather nerves jingling, jangling?
No, they're fine. I mean, look, it's the day for, well, in an ideal world, a high stool. We don't have those on offer, so I think a day for movie, chocolates and the bed when I get home from work.
That sounds pretty impressive.
Tempting now, I have to say.
I thought you might be beating a track to the south, you know what I mean? To
get
in on the weather misery.
Flooding, you can take or leave flooding, yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, I like very, very torrential rain and you know, thunder and lightning.
Of course
and stuff
you do.
In a tropical location where it's hot rain, you know, I like hot rain.
Hot rain?
Yeah.
A shower, like?
Yeah, like a shower.
She really is the Wicked Witch, like, you know, you see her there now with her cauldron. and the rain thundering off the window, casting spells of woe on us two later on in the house. Oh,
that's amazing. So you don't mind a little bit of torrential rain?
Well, as long as I can take to the bed.
Oh, right,
well,
okay.
Well, I mean, preferably. No, if I'm in if I'm in Florida or, you know, somewhere tropical.
Oh, right.
I don't mind
Cork's
getting
not
lashed
good enough
on.
For you, no.
No, no, not in this. No, it's too cold.
Yeah.
Far too cold.
Although it is nice.
You're a contradiction, though. I thought you love the cold of the snow.
I do.
But you don't want the rain to be cold.
I like cold when it's dry and bright and sunny and snowy.
Right.
Then I'm happy.
Okay,
I can deal with
the very unique set of criteria.
Very particular when it comes to our bad weather preferences.
Says the fella who you like warm rain as well, PJ.
I do.
Yeah.
Like,
actually, to be honest with you,
now I do like having to park to myself. It's just when it's cold rain, it says no enjoy. You know, when it's hitting you in the face, it's like someone hitting you with mint.
Yeah, so you like a swamp? You're into jungle weather.
I like
Tara's
jungle weather.
Into Arctic
well,
weather.
Pretty
isn't
much all of it, bar this. I don't like Atlantic storms that are a bit, you know. You have to retreat to the comfort.
Yeah, very specific.
I actually know what Tara's talking about. It's like this weather where it's lashing rain and all. And you think, well, at least I'm not cold. But then a granny goes past your gaff in a canoe, and you're like, oh, for God's sake, this is awful. You know what I mean? You have to get into a kayak to go and get bread. You're like, this is getting ridiculous now. Remember, there was a seal in the middle of Cork, like.
A seal?
Yeah, do you remember that? Was that last year? There was a seal going down Patrick Street in Cork, and you start thinking, right, things have gotten ridiculous now.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
Nobody likes that weather.
Yeah. Anybody know where he was going? Or?
I think he was going McDonald's. Well, yeah.
For a fillet of fish.
Yeah, George Michael, Freedom 90, here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on your Tuesday. Thanks for letting us hang out with your sister Sledge in there as well. We are family. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Lots of people have been on about various bits and pieces already coming off the back of the birthdays. You know the way we were talking about the Melinda Messenger or something. How do we end up talking about Channel 5?
Because I was saying Cowboy Builders. Yeah, I was saying I've seen our show, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. So a couple of things in. A few people saying you can get Channel 5 on Serviu.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, it's on the Freesat thing and it's on Serviu. A couple of different people text in about that. Dez was on about that and... don't know who that one there is.
What
but anyway.
Is Serviu? I hear it around. I don't know what it is.
It's just like a...
Is it just like a provider, like a Sky or an Air?
To be honest with you, it's a bit like the equivalent of when you had an aerial.
Oh, is it?
It's a bit like that.
Oh, right. So it's the one where the kid stands in the garden and you go, left a bit. Left.
And also, do you know that the Topless Darts things, we were speculating that it was just a name that was meant to be like a quirky name.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
There you go.
I Googled it and apparently it's exactly what it says in the tin.
You're going to have some describe. Like, if the boss goes through your browser history now, Jim McCabe, look at that. 6:30 in the morning.
Googling topless darts.
Topless darts to find out what's going on.
Apparently, it was the people, you know, the Mirror newspaper.
Oh, of course.
It was
yeah.
the people behind that back in the day. And they had loads of other stuff. They had something called News Bunny. You can imagine what that was.
I can imagine what that was.
And they used to do the weather in Norwegian. For no particular reason.
No, just because it was free, probably.
I don't know. Mad.
Yeah, I suppose it was. They started at the bottom, really, didn't they?
Yeah. Apparently, topless darts rated in. You know the way they do those surveys every so often? You see them. They normally bang them out around Christmas time or whatever, you know. The 100 greatest TV moments or the whatever. Those things. Well, apparently, this rated in a listing of the most cringiest television moments of all time.
Can you imagine? I can absolutely imagine. Is there some TV is so bad you have to watch it, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like some TV, and definitely.
Terrible.
Like, that's up there. Because I would say I'm one of those people who can watch almost any sport.
Yeah.
And get something out of it. But I'm afraid to say topless darts sounds almost as bad as cricket.
So that's all it generally was. That's mad. Anyway, so that's on that score. Also, just in relation to the birthdays, Corpo Craig's been on. Says, basically, I shouldn't really be surprised about you confusing Howard Jones and Nick Kershaw.
I know.
Considering you are the man who once confused a seagull with a woman.
No. That was a very embarrassing moment, I have to say.
Yeah.
I can still, like, remember that every second of that. I can tell you what I was wearing on that day. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, for those that don't know.
Yeah, I mean, her calling you out on it.
Well, I was
it's kind of what added insult to injury.
I had my earphones in for just to put it some way better, right? I had my earphones in. I was walking past this woman and all. And you know, that was kind of one of those half a nod. I walked past, and then I heard the seagull going, rah! and I took my earphone and it went, sorry. And she goes, on, did you think that was me? I said, oh, jeepers. I think it was the lie. No. And she goes, you did think he was me.
That's what I mean. It was her calling you out and it made it worse.
Her friend made it worse by laughing so much. Her friend thinking it was that, it wasn't that funny. Oh, jeepers. She embarrassed the both of us. She embarrassed the both of us so bad, yeah.
Oh, also, we were chatting a bit earlier on about the bad weather stuff going on. And Paddy's been on to say, wow, I'll tell you something, that is some day out there. That breeze is strong enough to knock over PJ's wallet. That's saying something, Paddy.
That's pretty...
Considering, I mean, it's in a safe and everything. So to knock it over, that's a heavy breeze.
That's
that
heavy
is. To knock over
you.
Your wallet, man.
Honestly,
I mean, it takes four or five lads to lift it, doesn't it?
Well, considering I wear, like, you know, a series of bum belts, so nobody knows I actually ever have any more than 50 cents on me at any given time.
Oh, wow. Also, what else have we had? We've had, just in relation to, in relation to the bad weather as well, who's this? Kieran's been on to say, I'm living in Cork City. I'm extremely worried that there may be flooding, or that the River Lee is flooding, because a shark has just passed my window and I'm on the second floor.
I'm telling you. It's gas. It's mad though, isn't it, that they still have those problems in Cork.
With the flooding stuff.
It's outrageous at this stage.
Every time.
At this stage, like, there's people living in the city centre of Cork who've bought fishing rods for the once a year phenomenon. That is what it is.
Right, listen, 087-188-0008, if you need to give us a shout at any stage. Our breakfast menu for you today includes the old staples, the regulars of the hit bit. We missed out on Double Money Monday. Why have I suddenly started?
You start doing what I do, Double Money Monday.
That's only happened in the last little while. I think finally the stuff is getting to me. I think maybe you're getting to me.
What's the saying? See what the monkey does, do what the monkey does. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, as in monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, but it's the other way around, because in this analogy, I'm actually the monkey.
Anyway, Double Money Monday yesterday came and went, but still it's big cash because we're over 1,100 quid, aren't we still?
1,100 euros and a tenner. So lovely. There you go, 1,110.
That'll do. That's on the way in less than an hour's time. And also, of course, we have a great prize on the breakfast table quiz this week. Specsavers in Stillorgan have given us a 500 euro voucher for you to win. You can spend it on what you like in Specsavers in Stillorgan. Contact lenses, glasses, hearing aids, tests, you name it, all that sort of stuff. You can
anything
yours,
at all.
Whatever you like. And what else is tickling your funny bone today?
Oh, you're not going to believe it. Something new, something from our childhood has now once again been branded very offensive.
Not topless darts.
Not even topless darts. The Muppet Show, Jim. The Muppet Show has been branded as an offensive thing.
No wonder I'm tired.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
People try to... Oh, my God. Will it ever end?
I know I can be offensive to look at, never mind listen to. But the Muppet Show, are you serious? And a love story. We've an actual successful love story.
Dr. Love in the house.
I mean, who... And they told somebody it was a bad idea to run off into the wilderness with a fella she only knew for 3 days. Well, what could possibly go wrong? Obviously nothing, I would say.
Movie classic Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes, I've Had the Time of My Life. Here are classic hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008 as always if you need to give us a shout. Particularly if you fancy a bash at the hit bit, it's on the way before 8 o'clock. Your chance to scoop over 1,100 euro. 1,100 euro and that tenner.
And that tenner, all the important part, yeah.
All important. And who knows? I mean, you know, if you get your hands on it, you can spend it on what you like. I suppose the world's your lobster, really, isn't it, when it comes to it? Even though there's not an awful lot of choice. But I suppose you could indulge in, I don't know, you could cook yourself up a storm, maybe.
Lavish
yourself with fine foods and wines.
Of course you can. And just be careful what you're watching on TV first, because apparently watching shows like MasterChef or any cooking show, actually, whether it's the Great British Bake Off even, those shows make you eat more food in your own life, having watched them.
Really?
Yeah, so this is the thing. So it can lead to overeating and the risk of obesity if you like cooking shows. I love cooking shows. I do. I love that Anthony Bourdain and all those shows. I love all those shows. You know, traveling around the world munching on stuff. Mind you, sometimes he'd put you off food, having a curry brain or something. You know, it's disgusting. But what happens, they did this survey, right? Or this experiment more than a survey. And they got these volunteers and they sat them down and there was three different groups. So one had to watch a video of somebody making a cheese wrap, right?
Mm.
The other one had to make their own wrap based on instructions or eat a wrap made by somebody else after the activity. And the other ones just were allowed to eat straight away, right? So it's like these three different sort of groups. You watch somebody making food, or you watch a, you watch something, you watch food being made.
Yeah.
And then basically there's your own food is the final group.
Okay.
So people who were watching food being prepared by others ate 14% more, and those who had their food made for them ate 11%. Oh no, people, oh, what am I talking about? I'm having to get it all wrong. I'm having to get it arseways. I'm having to get it arseways because I'm all thinking about food.
Right, so
I can't so even the people who talk watched about food. This is what happens without losing my mind, right?
What? So the group watching food being made, did they overeat? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, they did by 14%. 14% more than the people who were allowed to eat straight away.
Right.
And yeah, so that's they couldn't control themselves. Because, of course, essentially watching people eat food is a form
of
advertising.
Well, they do say that, you know, you kind of, a lot of the time you eat with your eyes. I never quite fully understood that. But yeah, still, you know what I mean? Like the idea that something looks amazing, so therefore you want to have it.
And as well, you get hungry looking at somebody else making food. I always do. I'm not hungry now, but if you suddenly had a thing, if somebody brought you in like a
full
sausage roll,
full Irish,
or even a sausage roll, even something small, I'd be like, "Why am I going to have a sausage roll?"
I tell you something,
and then I'd suddenly feel hungry.
That is
and
a very
one.
Interesting experiment you propose there. I think if somebody was to bring me sausage rolls. Now, I don't know who's out there. I mean, Tara's out
this
there,
is
obviously. Sean maybe on his way, perhaps. I don't know. But if somebody was to bring me sausage rolls, we could conduct an experiment to see whether or not you, PJ Gallagher, would get hungry.
I'm telling you now, there's no need to do this.
Them.
I'm telling you now.
No,
I
think we should put it to the test. I don't want this to be unscientific.
Do you know what? I'm telling you now, I know the answer. And do you know what else I know? Is that this is what I think I cracked what's going on here. If somebody brings you sausage rolls, say two sausage rolls, and you ate them.
Yeah.
As soon as I get a break, I'm going to run out and buy three. Because I want to have more than you.
Really?
Yeah, so therefore I'm on, you know.
And you reckon that that's what's behind that survey?
Well, to a point, yeah.
I would have said, like, it's maybe, would you not be considered inspiration? You know, they see somebody making something fantastic on the telly and they think, oh, God, I wouldn't mind that. And then they realise, actually, sure, God, that'll take ages. I think I'll just phone the takeaway.
See, this is it. And it is advertised. Like, no matter what it's advertised. When you watch food on TV, you immediately think you want food. No matter what. So, and that's how advertising works. That's why we see a pizza.
But I mean, as TV in general, regardless of cooking shows or whatever, does that not just make you want to eat? I find it, like, I get into that mood. If I think, right, I'm going to sit down now and watch whatever it is.
Yeah.
I instinctively think, I'll get a snack, will I? You know what I mean?
Same here.
Packet of crisps, packet of popcorn, something.
I need a snack.
I don't know what it is.
Sometimes I'd be sitting down and I go, I'd be forced to go to the toilet. I think I'm not going.
Because I need to have a snack.
No, and I did. And then, yeah, but I'm,
well,
I'm,
at least
I'm not
bad.
Going.
Please don't tell me you ever think, I'm forced to go to the toilet. I'll just bring a snack in with me.
No, what I do though, honestly, I'd be there, I'm not going, I'm annoyed with myself. I always need to go to the toilet. As soon as I go, I'm going to need to go anyway, so what difference does it make? And then I think, right, you have to go to the toilet. You'll get sick not going to the toilet.
Right.
And I say, right, I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll go to the toilet and I'll get myself a biscuit when I'm finished.
Well, you have to give yourself a reward.
I have to give myself a reward for getting up and going.
You're like training a dog. Now, if you do your toilet properly, I'll give you a little biscuit, treat.
And sometimes
Good boy.
And sometimes I go to the toilet, right? And I come out and there's no biscuits and I'm raging. I have to have a dry cream cracker or something.
Oh,
instead.
My God. Because God forbid you'd go without a biscuit.
Are you joking? I'm after having a wee. Yeah, in the right place and everything. But you see, this is the thing. I'm very easily sold.
You're very susceptible, really, aren't you? You're very
I can't, but I'm the most easily sold person. There's this new... I told you, it's the new butcher's up around my way.
Mm.
I can't.
Is this the lad who...
This is the lad
who had the freak out about Gaz being on the show?
Yeah, he said he'd wrap a sausage around his neck, yeah. So I can't. I sit in the car going in there, right?
Yeah.
And I think to myself, right, you want chicken, right? Don't fall for this. Don't talk to them, right? Just, you want chicken. I'm like somebody.
What do you mean, don't talk to them? What's wrong with talking to them?
Okay, because they're always, he's always selling me something. He's brilliant at this. He's brilliant at his job. And I'm sitting in the car. I'm genuine. I'm like, okay, just go in. I'm like somebody who's, I can't have a drink. I'm outside. I'm just go in and have a Coke, right? It's just the lads. Let's just go in and have a Coke. No matter what they say to you, go on, have a pint. Go on, have a pint. Just have a Coke, right? And then you go in and you have 30 pints. That's what I'm like going into this butcher's.
Oh my God.
I go in and I swear every time I go in, he goes, come here. have you tried the fish pie? This is what he did to me yesterday. Have you tried? Oh, yeah, I had one of them yesterday in front of the television. 20 minutes in the oven, I swear to God. Oh, my God, the fish was crumbling into my mouth. It was unbelievable. I'd never heard, like,
oh, my God.
Oh, I don't, and I was there, what's the other fish? Doesn't even matter. It's a nice thing. So I think it's the salmon and knowledge they have in it. I think it's the salmon and knowledge. Not only was I well fed, I was more intelligent after.
So you go in with the intention of buying a couple of chicken breasts and you come out with half the side of a cow or something, do you?
I came out yesterday with teriyaki chicken balls and a fish pie, and all I wanted was two breasts of chicken. I can't resist.
Oh my God.
Every time I go in.
You slag me over being sort of. So you're walking in there going, two chicken breasts, and he's going, you don't want that. You don't want chicken breasts. What you want is this. And you slag me over being blooming. Because I would cave. That makes perfect sense. I'd go, no, you're right. What do I know? I don't know what I'm talking about. You better just give me what you think I want.
This is what I keep doing. I went in the last day. I was going to go in for turkey sausages. I came out with two beef Wellingtons and Italian meatballs. Beef Wellingtons. I couldn't believe it.
So what's going to happen? You're going to walk in there someday. I'd say they have a thing among themselves. I'd say they're in the back, right, of that butcher's, and they're doing this. Right, what are you going to sell them today? Right, I'll tell you. Put a tenner on the fact. I'll sell them that. You know that thing we haven't shifted in years. You know that weird looking thing that's at the end. Nobody knows what to call it. We'll sell them that. Right. No way, you couldn't sell him that. I'd bet you a tenner. Right, I'll give you 2-1.
Yeah, do you know what he's going to do? Actually, today he's going to hear this and he goes, right, I have a real good one here. He goes, I'm going to sell him some gratin potatoes, right, with the ham in them. I'm going to sell him turkey meatballs and I'm going to sell him the apprentice's bike.
Yeah.
I'll tell him the best way for them to travel is on the bicycle.
He'll sell you a bit of the counter. You know the way they do that thing when you're buying meat and they go, and you're choosing how much of it, how much do you want? So, do you want about there? Will I give you that much? He'll sell you a bit of the. You're going to come out with a bit of the counter under your arm.
What's that?
See this bit of counter here? That's a lovely bit of counter. Tell you what do you do with that, right? You bring that home now. You pop that in your kitchen, right? Pop it in your kitchen beside your microwave. That lovely bit of counter there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You'll love it. You'll love it, you will.
You'll never cut meat on anything else. It's perfect. I've been cutting meat now for years. I'm actually sorry to see it go. I'm sorry to see it go, I am, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be amazing.
No, dear God. And by the way, you don't need a pair of old shoes. I tell you, these are great. 1,000 miles I've walked in these. You love these.
Tears for Fears, of course. Everybody wants to rule the world. Everybody wants to get their hands on the Hitbit cash. €1,110, €1,110. Minutes away from playing Final Call. If you want to get involved, Magic Mike is always standing by on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. We were talking about how apparently watching food programs, MasterChef, Great British Bake Off, all that sort of stuff, apparently makes you fatter because it seems to make you eat more, right? And we were speculating that, to be honest with you, it may have less to do with the stuff that they're actually doing on the TV and more to do with the fact that you suddenly feel the urge to get yourself a takeaway.
Of course it does. That's what I always do. I'm watching these shows and I sit there and then as soon as I see one of them, I'm like, oh, James.
Yeah. Now, there is one.
Run out and get food.
There is one potential solution, and this should actually come with a health warning if you're listening to us in the moment and about to tuck into a delicious fry or something. There is one solution to knocking your takeaway habit on the head.
Yeah.
And that is to get an experience like this story.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. This poor grandmother is never going to get takeaway again, she says. So she's 65. She lives with her grandson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And exactly this has happened. And they were sitting and she goes, I couldn't be bothered cooking now. I'm starving. We'll get a takeaway. Get an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
So she says they got the Indian and she ordered onion bhaji.
Lovely.
I love an onion bhaji myself.
Yeah.
Everything about them shouldn't work.
Indian food, I think, might be...
You're into it, yeah.
I think it might be my favourite.
I know, yeah, you said this before. I very rarely get it, but every time I do, I love it.
Yeah.
It's something great. And she got the onion bhaji anyway, and then she says her grandson was starving. He's always starving, she says. And he went and wanted to feed himself first. And then the next thing, he was trying to cut the onion bhaji with a knife. And he says to her, listen, this onion bhaji isn't... It won't cook. Or it won't cut. I can't cut it.
Bit in the tough side.
And she goes, of course you can't. It was dried in the oven, she says. She goes, in that place, she says, they dried them in the oven. They're a little harder to cut. And she goes, give me that, you're on me. You're making a meal out of it. And so she tried to cut it. And then the batter came off and she realised it wasn't an onion bhaji at all. It was the plug out of a sink with a rope hanging off it, a green rope that she thought was a bit of vegetable or something sticking out.
Oh my God, it was the stopper.
The actual stopper. The stopper out of the sink had been battered. And put
and
into the
delivered
bag.
To her as part of her takeaway.
And then she did that thing. So she rang the restaurant. She goes, come here. There's a battered plug out of a sink disguised as an onion bhaji in my takeaway. And you know when you make a complaint like that, and I hate when this happens, and they go, no, there wasn't, no. That couldn't, that's not possible. That couldn't have happened.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a whole, come here to me. I have a battered sink plug in my hand. I didn't do it myself. And of course, eventually they convinced them they were really embarrassed, and they said they've sacked your man who battered the sink plug, thinking it was an onion bhaji. I don't know.
So it just happened to be in the wrong place, the wrong time.
I think you know the way sometimes you be doing. I've done. You know, you go out to get something out of the fridge. You ever do that? And you end up and you go, where's the remote control? And what you did was
you put
it in the fridge. Do you ever do that? You take out your ham slices and you put the remote control in, and then you spend an hour looking for the remote control, and you're like, I can't believe it. And then someone says, and then you hear someone going, why is the remote control in the fridge? You're like, oh, for God's sake. So I reckon it was something like that.
God, so washing a battered up, onion, or a battered oniony flavoured sink stopper.
Sink stopper was sent, yes, and she's raging. This reminds, I'm telling you, you have to be careful with some takeaway foods. Look, yeah. Happened to me last week.
That's right, you had your, what was that?
A scampi box. I was having my scampi box, and I was eating the scampi, and then I swallowed, and it felt the unusual thing, and then I felt the hair on my tongue, Jim. And then I realised it was in the back of my throat. I was like, I had to get me two fingers. I was scraping the surface of my tongue with my thumb and my forefinger.
Trying to get a hold of the hair.
And then I pulled the hair out and I could feel it coming out of my throat. And there was all bits of batter and all and potato on it and everything. I was there.
I did say this link should come with a health warning. But anyway,
I swear to God, it was so bad it nearly put me off the second half of the scampi box. Yeah. Thank God it didn't.
Well, you see, that's the interesting difference in this story. That grandmother who got a battered, oniony flavoured sink stopper has been sworn off, takeaways for life. You didn't even not finish the remainder of your takeaway. You actually finished it. You took this disgusting air out and then you went, God, that's gross, isn't it? Absolutely disgusting. Now get stuck into the rest of this.
Well, I was still hungry. Like, I'm not, it did ruin the experience. It ruined it, but I was still hungry. And I thought, it's been in my mouth now.
I dread to think, I'm sure there are, in fact, I'm not even sure I want to ask, to be honest with you.
About other stuff like that.
I'd say there's some desperate bits and pieces that people have gotten in their takeaway. I mean, the classic used to be, remember there used to be a thing about plasters. Plasters to be shown up in somebody's.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Oh my God.
That was right. Somebody got a plaster on their cod fillet or something that time, as if the thing had a cut or whatever. And isn't it castaway? You get stuff from a takeaway, and if it's wrong, you're really upset. But if you buy confectionery and it's wrong, it's really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So like,
you see an opportunity to get a load more for free.
Although they don't really do that anymore. It's just a novelty.
Unfortunately.
Like, you know, if you ever get a Kit Kat finger and there's no wafer, you're like, oh!
Oh my God. It's
the holy grail.
Like getting a club milk that was all chocolate.
Sorry, it's like, this is the holy grail. It's amazing. Not only does it, I'm going to be famous.
Yeah. You think? Mind you, there's a bit of a difference between getting an entire bar of chocolate and getting a hairy scampi box.
I know. One of them is considerably, like, in fairness, you get a hairy scampi box, though.
Like, I mean, if you got your, you know, you wouldn't be so excited if you got a Kit Kat finger and it was a chocolate-covered sink stopper.
That's very true. But how hungry am I, Jim?
Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online, available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The Hitman is worth €1,110 this morning. Here's what it sounds like. Loads of cash up for grabs. Big still the clue. That obviously hasn't changed. It'd be ludicrous if it did. We kind of half strong-arming Magic Mike into giving us a second clue at this stage.
Because it's been really going on a while now.
Has a little bit, hasn't it? Yeah.
Surprised by that. But still, you never know. We'll keep at them.
So let's have a go at first with Carmel Clancy this morning. How are you, Carmel?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Super, Carmel. What's going on for you today? What's your day got in store for you?
Oh, I'm just working. I'm working from home, though, so at least I don't have to go out in the terrible weather we have today.
Where are you this morning, Carmel, that it's so bad?
I'm down in Cork.
Oh, you're in Cork. Are you near the city, or where are you?
Carrigaline.
Carrigaline, all good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm from Clare, but I'm living down here.
Right. Have you got the place? Have you got the place boarded up? Have you? And the sandbags out?
Yeah, there's no rubbish being going out this morning anyway.
I'd say, yeah.
It
does sound like it's going to be pretty nasty, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I always question the people, the sanity of people who look at the weather forecast and think, oh, it's been day. You know,
what do you mean?
You know, that people, like, they see these days and they go and they stick the bins out anyway just in case they miss the truck. You know, like, sharing their rubbish with the entire street, you know?
In case a small fishing trawler goes by and collects the bins on the way.
Watching their bin just floating down the road or getting blown over or whatever it is.
Right, well, listen, let's hope everything goes well for you, Carmel. Let's hope that you're not affected too badly by the weather and that you pocket yourself this €1,110. What are you going for?
My guess is Roy Orbison. I drove all night.
Right, okay.
Haven't heard that one in a while, so.
The big O himself.
Magic
right.
Mike.
Yes.
Okay, Carmel, I wish I could say you got it, but I can't, you're wrong, sorry.
No.
Oh, sorry about that, Carmel.
Well, you convinced Carmel. It sounds like that was in your mind for a while.
Just the big O part of it and the clue, that's the way I was going.
Very good, very good. I see the way your mind was working. Listen, keep at it, Carmel.
We'll keep trying.
Absolutely, and stay safe today. Thanks a million for taking part.
No bother.
Cheers.
See you, Carmel.
Bye-bye now.
Kira Howard's been waiting by. How are you, Kira?
How are you?
Not too bad, Kira. How are you? How are you getting on today?
I'm fine. Still good to work.
And where are you this morning?
I'm in Dublin.
Whereabouts in Dublin?
Clare.
Kira's one of these. She's used to it. She doesn't like answering too many questions. I don't blame her.
Spent a lot of time in the company of the guards, have you, Kira?
God, no.
So, Kira, what's it like out there this morning? We can't see either where we are.
Is it miserable here, too, as well?
Is it, yeah?
Oh, right. Sounds like it's everywhere.
I'd like Jim says 48 hours of a swimming pool being emptied on us, I think, by the sounds of it.
Right, Kira, go for it. Take the cash.
I think it's Irene Cara's fame.
Irene Carr, right, so Magic Mike, what do you reckon?
Okay, Kira, what a feeling it would be if you got this right. It's wrong, unfortunately, I'm sorry.
Okay, love.
Unlucky, Kira, take care of yourself, cheers.
Thanks a million, bye.
Cheers, bye bye now. That was very strange hearing yourself back there on Kira's radio.
It was a bit weird, you know, it was mad, isn't
it? Yeah, by the way, you know it's Irene Cara.
Is it?
Yeah.
Irene Carr, is it not?
What?
Is it Irene Cara?
Would you like to clarify, Michael, at all? Or jump in at this
Who
point
is it, Mike?
At all?
Yeah, no, it's Irene Cara, PJ. Irene Cara.
You're joking me. Is it really?
Yeah.
It's the authority with which you said it, you know.
That's because
there
I
There we go,
saying.
Magic Mike. Irene Cara.
Is that real? I can't believe it.
Isn't it? Every day is a school day, PJ. Isn't every day is a school day?
Well, I'm blown away by that. I mean, that's like telling me Johnny Logan is actually called, like, Jack Logan or something. I'm totally, I'm appalled. I think you're wrong, lads. I gotta say,
Yeah. No, you're right. Probably for the last, I don't know, 30, 40 years we've been saying
next
it wrong.
Next thing you'll be saying Dan is pronounced Dana.
80s classic from the Human League, Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Tuesday, 23rd of February. Breakfast table quiz still to come. Cracking prize this week, a €500 voucher for Specsaver Stillorgan. That's to come. It's 12. Is it 12 to beat? What's the current score of the breakfast
12 table? 12 to beat, yeah. With a great score. A huge start yesterday, actually.
Good start, yeah. 12 to beat on that. So that's on the way. In the meantime, there are times, you know, when you say something. I mean, this won't be. It's not something that you could relate to, PJ, especially after the last hour we've had. But I mean, there are times when people say things and other people might think. That's a bit stupid, isn't it? What's he talking about? Do you know what he's saying? Now, I mean, as I say, obviously not the kind of thing that you'd be familiar with yourself.
Not hugely familiar with it, you wouldn't think.
But it does happen.
Does happen. Come here, we're talking a lot about me local butchers this morning and that, yeah?
Yeah.
I was outside there the other day, right? And you tell me what you make of this, right?
Okay.
Now, I don't want to identify the man, but he was in a very sort of pink... A golf jumper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was waving at me. I thought I knew him because he was waving so familiarly at me. Do you know the way?
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, I stopped in for a chat. I didn't want to be rude or anything. You know, seemed like a nice fella and that. And he was a nice fella. I was chatting away. And I can't say his job. People don't know him. But he says, listen, I love the show. He goes, I love Jim and I love yourself in the morning. I really get great crack out of it now. Come here. When all this is over, he says, I'll contact you. He says, you don't even have to look for me. I'll contact you. Come down to where I work and I'll give you a big day out and all, right?
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I'll give you a big
great.
Day out. He goes, don't you worry about it. Just say thanks. And he goes, and come here, listen. Do you like golf, he says. And I says, I don't. I've never played golf in my life. And he goes, neither do I. He says, but I love the jumpers. And he left. I love the jumpers. And he was wearing a big pink golf jumper with, like, you know, the white polo neck under thing part of it. You know
yeah.
the way? And he was like a polo neck white with a golf jumper over. Like, he was out on the green. Neither do I. But I love the jumpers. The passion that was involved in it. I couldn't believe it.
That's an amazing statement.
And I was like, that's the most bizarre thing anyone said to me in the last year anyway.
That's incredible.
So he just dresses up like a golfer because he loves the fashion. You know,
no
just,
interest in the sport.
Not at all.
Just likes to... But I mean... Don't get me wrong. You know, golf jumpers or whatever. I know, like... It's just a strange one. Is like because, to be honest, I know things have changed. They've become a bit more modern. But there was a time when the worst thing about golf was the clubs.
Was dressing up in the gear. Right? Sometimes, like, and it was the way
has,
he said it.
It has improved, you know. But the old Pringle munchers, you know what I mean? That yeah. Back in the day, that was a sort of a strange...
Oh, exactly. You know. When you used to wear jockey trousers out in the golf course and all.
Mad into the jumpers.
Loves the fashion.
It's an unusual way of putting it. Are you into the golf? No, not really. Me neither. I love the jumpers.
And the way he said it after he said he would give us a day out, I thought he was going to invite us for a golf day, but that wasn't
the
plan.
That's where I thought you were going.
Wasn't the plan at all. Sometimes you think you're having one conversation and you realise you're having another. My ex-missus is gas. She used to do these things all the time, right?
Right.
She's chatting to a friend of hers, Mick, and she goes, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just out watching the darts, he goes. And she was like, out watching the darts? What are you doing watching the darts? Just... looking at people, getting on them and getting off them again. He's like, no, you maniac. It's the World Championships or whatever. I'm out in the pub watching a game of darts.
Oh, man.
Never dawned on her. Like, and another time she goes, he says to her, or she says, I'm reading a book, you know. I can't remember what the book was. She says, I'm reading the book, it's great. She goes, actually, know what it was? It was the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, brilliant.
She goes, I'm reading this book called the Da Vinci Code. I can't stop. I'm getting stuck. Every time I turn a page, I turn it. It's great. And he goes, oh, yeah, how big is it? And she goes, big is it? And she put her hands about a foot apart. And went, it's about that tall, about that wide. She goes, and he's no, you lunatic. How many pages is in it? And this is the same woman now that asked me what time it was in Belfast. I was there. It's the same time as it is here. But you know the way sometimes you just... Oh. Like,
I mean, you must have, I mean, I'll joke and say, you must have done it yourself, though.
Oh, I basically made a career on it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's one that I remember once a situation. I remember when I was a kid, we were going, like, getting the bus, right? It was the whole family at the time getting the bus, right? So my mom and dad were there, my sister and whatever and all. And we were going for the bus, and it was the 17A bus, right?
Yeah.
I think we were going over to one of my other sisters. And we went down to get the... I was the youngest or whatever, and I was given the job of looking up the time. Remember you used to get a book with timetables in it?
Yeah.
Remember that? You used to get it, and it'd have all the buses and all the timetables.
Yeah.
And I was told to look it up to see what time the bus was at or whatever, and we'd go down for it or whatever. And we're standing there for ages, no sign of a bus.
Nothing coming.
Right. And my sister turned around and said to me, did you look up the Sunday timetable? And I turned around and went, oh, no, I didn't. I'm not that stupid. But it was a Sunday.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say, yeah, it's Sunday. Of course it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, it's just sometimes you find yourself in a loop. It was a fella we used to race with years ago. And he was a fella who had two Labradors, I think it was. It was either two Alsatians or two Labradors. I think, that's for the story, two Labradors, right?
Yeah.
And he says, me dogs are after having pups. He says, if you know anyone looking for a pup. And he goes... One of them wasn't an Alsatian by any chance. Well, my dad's been dying to get an Alsatian for years. He said, what are you talking about? He said, one of the pups that came out, it wasn't an... He thought dogs had assorted animals. Like, that I saw... And you could pick one. Oh, I got pups. What'd you get? A French bulldog. A bulldog.
Moving on up, people, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you so much for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Tuesday. And thanks for the WhatsApps as well. 0871 88 0008. More of that stupid stuff that people say. I don't even know if you call it foot and mouth, really. If it's just stuff people say. I mean, you misunderstand. You take the wrong end of the stick.
Yeah,
Look at this. Stephen's been on for a limerick. He says, my sister, when we were kids, we were all watching Fair City. And she turns around and she says, look, they use the same money as us.
Is that
in Limerick. Look at that. No on
way.
The telly, they use the same money as us.
Look at that, I always thought, what do you think they use in Dublin?
Ian's been on to say a mate of mine, he'd had enough of a lad's holiday we were on in Turkey, and he turned around to us at the poolside one day and said, lads, I've had enough, I'm packing my bag, I just want to go to the plane station.
I've never thought of it like that before.
The plane station. Actually, speaking of plane. Speaking of planes, I remember my ma had one of those moments. Actually, we were driving back from the airport. We're on the M50.
Yeah,
driving back from the airport, and you know the way when you're driving or whatever, and you know obviously you can see planes that have taken off or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
In the distance or whatever, and you know when you're moving, as the sort of plane is moving, you're sort of level with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're sort of keeping pace with it nearly for a while.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
and she was looking at it for a while, and she turned around, she went, look at that, that plane has stopped.
It's brilliant. I actually don't.
It took me a second.
Yeah, like it's not stopped.
Like as though it could just stop in
hover,
the air for
yeah,
a while.
It's just hovering to make room for it before someone else got out of the way. Yesterday actually was gas. I was in the house yesterday. My ma was on the phone, right? And she was like this. She was on the phone to her sister, right? Thursday. Wednesday. Thursday. Okay, Wednesday. And
what?
She goes, okay, see you, love. And she got off the phone and went, who are you talking? She goes, ah, my sister. And she goes, yeah, we're talking about when we're going to ring each other again. And I says, and when? And she goes, oh, Wednesday or Thursday. She goes, I was like, you still don't know. Dear God, woman, how could you do that to yourself?
Somebody's on. Fred's been on saying, lads, my daughter teaches, and she asked the class to do some reading, and then she asked one of the kids, well, how did you find the book? And he said it was at the bottom of me bag.
Oh. You see, when they're genuine, they're absolutely brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. This is fantastic. I got to find out who this person is, right? This is Dez. Dez's been on to say, this isn't so much something that somebody says, but he says, my ma used to lick her fingers when she was swiping photos on her iPhone.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's, CKES.ie.
So as I mentioned, Specsavers Stillorgan still very much open. If you need any routine care, you can just give them a bell or go online and make your appointment and go along and see them. And of course, they aren't just your friendly local opticians. They are also audiologists. You can get hearing aids there. You can get, they start from €750 and they have free hearing tests as well. So we have a €500 voucher to give away for Specsavers in Stillorgan. You can decide yourself what you fancy spending it on. Glasses, contact lenses, hearing aids. They've actually got a 2-for-1 on glasses at the moment, including all those designers like Tommy Hilfiger, DKNY, Marc Jacobs, Superdry, and lots more.
Absolutely. So 13 is the score we need if you're going to beat the score of 12. And it's going to be Glenn Murphy to play this morning. How are you, Glenn?
Oh, thanks, PJ. You well?
Not too bad, Glenn. What's the story? Where are you this morning?
I'm in Clare, Newmarket on Fergus.
Right, so we're covering all corners of Ireland. What's the? Are you getting drowned out there as well this morning?
Yeah, I think I saw Noah's Ark pass there.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled for that. Right, so listen, Glenn, what sort of form are you in? How are you feeling about trying to take on this score of at least 13?
It is fairly big, but we'll give it a shot, sure. Why not?
Do you normally kind of play along with the quiz, do you?
I used to. I haven't listened to the radio in about a year since today.
Okay, you're serious? Well, welcome back.
I switched off when COVID came on, you know.
We missed you.
Wow, yeah, we missed you. What a way to start. Threw yourself in the deep end there.
Yeah. There you go. It's Glenn Murphy's return to radio. Glad to have you back, sir. Glad to have you back. Right, listen, let's give it a go. 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck, Glenn. Fingers crossed. Here we go.
What boy band was Justin Timberlake a member of?
NSYNC.
In the children's nursery rhyme, Ring a Ring of Roses, what is a pocket full of?
Poses.
Which bird has the longest wingspan?
Albatross.
In the 97 film Men in Black, who played Agent J?
Will Smith.
Tommy Hilfiger is a leading figure in what industry?
deodorant.
It's fashion. Checkpoint Charlie was a famous crossing in what city?
Germany, or Munich.
Berlin. Palm Beach is a resort in which of the United States?
LA.
Florida. On which date is May Day celebrated?
Sorry, I missed that.
What date is May Day?
May the 1st.
Yeah, it is. Who is Snoopy's owner in the comic strip Peanuts?
Charlie.
The evil Lord Voldemort appears in what series of children's books? Which female pop singer had hits with You Make Me Sick and Just Like a Pill?
Pink.
Which actress starred in the 1998 film There's Something About Mary?
Ben Stiller.
It's Cameron Diaz. Diaz.
I'll tell you something.
God, no, tell you, you're grand.
When Glenn started, flying. I thought, oh my God, this guy's going to blow it out of the water.
I thought he was
off to a flight. Then there was a bit of a hiccup in the middle, but still, not a bad old score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 correct answers. Not too bad, Glenn, at all for your comeback.
Thanks, lad.
No worries. Good stuff. To have you back anyway, Glenn.
Absolutely. Have a good day, man. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you, boss. Good luck.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
Texas, say what you want here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us hang out with you. 087-188-0008. Thank you for all of the WhatsApps as well. There's still loads of WhatsApps coming in. Actually, kind of appropriate that Texas, say what you want is playing.
Yeah.
Because the amount of WhatsApps that have come in about strange things that people have said or done or whatever, following on from that thing we were talking about earlier on or whatever. Some bizarre stuff.
We'll have to go back to that. That's good fun.
There's some belters here. Look at this. There's this one here, right? Mickey and Claire was on today. They were watching a documentary, him and his other half, right, his missus, were watching a documentary about the fall of the Roman Empire in Britain. And a black and white clip came up of Roman soldiers marching in formation, and his wife turned to him and said, "Is that real footage?" Because television was big in the times of the Roman
Empire. Of course it was. Imagine sitting there in ancient Greece thinking them lads are going to cause a stir, you know. Well, I've seen them on the news.
Brilliant. Yeah. I love this one as well, right? This is from Fran. He says, PJ and Jim, when I was a young fella, my dad's mate asked me to go to the local shop to get him 20 carols. You know?
Yeah, up to, yeah.
Cigarettes or whatever. And tell the girl there was that they were for him and that he was outside in the car in case she wouldn't serve me.
Oh, of course, right? Yeah, because the age limits now.
Which I found very strange, so off I went and got him a bag of 20 loose carrots and explained to the girl that they were for the chap outside in the car in case she didn't want to serve me. How are you doing? Give us 20 carrots. Your man out there.
Yeah, they're for him. He's too ashamed to come in and buy his own carrots. He's mad embarrassed about his carrot loving.
Brilliant. Who's this then? Dame O'Limerick's been on. Says he used to live in Edinburgh, and every day they have this tradition where they fire a cannon from the castle at 1 o'clock. It's some old tradition to do with sailors,
yeah,
or whatever, from way back, but they kept the tradition going. And he says he was walking up the main shopping street, Princess Street, there one day, and a tourist came up to him from the States and said, "Excuse me, what time is the 1 o'clock gun at?" And now he's in, he's in Limerick. He said, and the other time he was on the bus from Shannon to Limerick, and some tourists got on and at Bunratty and asked the driver, "Why did they build the castle so far from the freeway?"
That can't be true.
Oh my God.
It's brilliant. These things, I would literally genuinely laugh at these all day long. This is like I was saying to Jim earlier on, there was a fella we used to know when we were young, and when the whole free Nelson Mandela thing was happening.
Yeah.
You know, he said he loved Nelson Mandela. He was a great rapper. And we were like, "What are you talking about?" He was basically, he just heard the name. And we were like, "For Nelson Mandela isn't a rapper." And he goes, "He is, so I have his album at home." So not only was he wrong,
he wanted to perpetuate
it. He was trying to lie himself into being right. So.
Oh, man. Somebody's saying, "I remember when I first showed my brother Google Earth, he asked me, is that live?"
As live as it gets, I suppose.
Oh, dear. There's so many of them going in. I can't keep up with
it's
them all.
It's too
to be
funny.
Honest
with you. Like, yeah. Maybe brilliant. We can still keep with them. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe.
That carrots is unbelievable. That's after getting me. That hit me right in the funny bone. That did.
Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout.
20 carats.
Yeah. How about the shout there? Get us 20 carats. 20 carats.